We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. We have the world's best episode coming at your queers right now.
That's queer ears.
That's queer ears, baby.
I love that.
I love anatomy.
Yeah.
I love our gay people, mm-hmm. and I'm very grateful for this podcast. I'm feeling very, I'm very lovey-dovey. You know, I'm very full of love. I'm like crying a lot.
Yeah.
I'm oozy. I'm very like red heart, red heart, red heart, red heart. You know what I mean?
Interesting, because last time we spoke, mm-hmm. one of your New Year's resolutions was to not red heart anybody.
Yeah. It's not been going well.
I was going to say.
Bad. It's going bad.
Here's the thing. In your heart, and I know a lot of people don't know this.
Don't out me as being a softie.
You come across as kind of like a hard, hardcore baddie.
That's people, so hot that people, that you think that people think that of me is like so nice.
They say that to me. They say, boy, is Rachel hardcore
baddie. That's so nice. Mm-hmm.
They say that a lot. And so I know that that's how you present.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that you're actually one of the softest.
Don't say it.
Smushiest.
No.
Sweetest.
Hey.
People that I've ever met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do not come out here and out me as a sweetie.
You've already told people you're a Cancer. We all
Fuck,
know.
Everyone knows. Okay. Wait. Yeah. Can I tell you the new bit we're doing at my house right now?
Please.
Because we're.
Am I going to love it or hate it?
I think you're going to like it. Mm-hmm. We're. Because it feels like something you guys would do.
Yeah.
We're engorged. We're engaged. You know that.
Yes.
And you know it's a fun time. You've been engaged. You know what it's like.
I'll tell you what. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times.
I'm not to the worst of times yet.
It's when you start planning the wedding. It soon becomes.
So far, things have been good.
Stressful.
Follow along to see what happens.
Yeah.
But so far, so great.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing this house bit now
okay.
where we will have sex with each other.
Yeah.
Fully fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after, Nazara does this thing where she'll go, but don't fall in love with me. I'm already taken.
I love it. I love it. It's a great bit.
She keeps telling me to not fall in love with her.
It's a great bit.
Because she's already engaged to somebody else.
Right.
And it's like that moment, you know, in movies, like a lot of, there's like a genre of movie mm-hmm. where a woman who like doesn't have really like, remember when women in movies were like, they didn't have jobs or work, but they were just like betrothed to rich men. And then they would fall in love with people that were not that man.
Yeah. That was like any movie pre-1970s.
Yes.
Yeah.
The like,
a temptress.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like, you're too late. Yeah. I've already been betrothed. We're doing that bit mm-hmm. at the house at all times.
I love a bit.
You missed
like that.
It.
You missed your opportunity.
You missed it. I already have to marry him.
I would love to get this as a black and white sketch.
Yes.
That we shoot for Two Dykes.
I would love that as well.
I'm loving Nazara, who is like a total goofball behind the scenes.
She is the
showing herself. For who she really is.
Who she really is like truly and deeply.
Yeah.
Unhinged funny.
Can I, and I know this about, because Nazara and Erica have one thing in common that it's been brought to my attention recently.
Yeah.
That they are both bad at accents.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Erica's been trying to do what I think is an Australian accent.
No.
And it is just her yelling
yes.
louder in an Italian accent. Mm-hmm. So what do you think that is?
I don't know why both of our
partners,
betrothed.
Yeah. It's not betrothed. I am married.
Oh, are you no longer betrothed?
No.
You're not betrothed to her? She's not your betrothed?
Isn't that when you're engaged?
There's no way to know. This is straight culture in a way that I'm just being engaged and getting married feels very like, I'm like, oh, I have to learn what
mm-hmm.
straight people have been up to for years.
Centuries.
Centuries even.
Yeah.
Boy, do they love...
They love getting married.
They love getting married. I'm also like, I think what I would like to do mm-hmm. instead of when you check, like if you want fish or poultry.
Yeah.
I want people to check their gender expression
mm-hmm.
and then I make them swap.
Interesting.
This is coming from a place of, I made a
hatred.
Lot of.
This is coming this from, is from pure hatred. I want you to know this is
this
pure,
is coming from pure unauthorized revenge. I'm on a mission to make every straight person at my wedding go, mm-hmm. I don't think I belong here. That is like what I will do.
I love that so much for you.
Well, how many straight weddings? I used to go to straight weddings where people were like, you have to wear a dress.
Yeah. All the weddings that I've been a part of, I have felt like a goofy gay clown.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I have a friend who will send me photos of me at weddings years ago just to laugh at me.
Yeah.
Because it's once, and I will say, she'll send me this one photo. There's one picture where I had gotten a spray tan.
Stop.
Because it was a straight wedding in Arizona. A straight wedding in Arizona. So I get a spray tan, right?
Yeah.
I want you to know, because of my skin color,
yeah,
I still look fluorescent in
it. Of course.
The spray tan didn't take.
No, of course. No.
It didn't take. So.
No, do you know what? And I'm so sorry because I don't want to drag you in the middle of your story.
Yeah.
But like you and I, and so it's both of us. Uh-huh. So I'm not trying to drag you specifically.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain species that live so far underneath like the ocean that evolutionarily, mm-hmm. they do not create pigment.
Yeah.
That's us, baby.
You know that fish that has like that light that hangs in front of it?
The anglerfish. Of course I do.
I do resonate deeply with the anglerfish.
And 100%.
Mostly personality-wise. Not even looks. It's kind of personality.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like the whole, there are a ton of animals mm-hmm. like us.
Yeah.
But we're not meant to be up at a wedding wearing a halter top dress.
Well, here's what I do find, and I think that this is homophobic.
Tell me.
You can't ask me with my skin color mm-hmm. to wear blush at your wedding. Hi.
Did somebody ask you to wear blush?
That's what the photo is in. So I was like, I have to get oranger. I have to get
to counteract,
and it did not work. This is one of the worst photos ever taken of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also started the era of when I held people, like when I put my arm around people, my hand makes a cup.
Of course.
So I have a floating cup.
Yeah.
And then I'm also just the most transparent person you've ever seen in your life.
If you're only listening to this podcast, first mm-hmm. of all, check us out on Patreon, and you can also watch the episodes on Spotify when you get the unlocked, whatever. If you were only listening, Mackenzie's hand looked like, and the only thing that comes to mind is the Lego man.
I have Lego man hands when I hold people.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it goes to this. And it looks like I was holding maybe a drink and that fully fell through.
Yeah. No. The drink's gone. Cup is still there.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So I do that. And then also, I was in a blush dress. It looked like I was nude.
Yeah. No, we can't wear blush. Mm-mm. Honestly, we're taking a big swing with this pink behind us.
Yeah.
But here we are. Trying our best. Also, if you're listening to this podcast, please leave us a review of cities that you want us to go to.
I know. So we're going to start touring again mm-hmm. in 3 months.
Yeah.
We're going out on the road April, May, and June.
Yes.
And we're going to be in a lot of cities for Pride. So if you want to come see us, please leave your city in a review on Apple Podcasts. That's where our agents are looking.
So leave your city there in that review so that we can make it to your city. Also, if you want to come see me, I'm going to be in Sacramento in February doing stand-up. And I also have a website where you can get a newsletter so you can see where I'm going to be. Because a lot of people are like, I missed it. It sold out.
I know.
So go get our newsletter, check it out, and come see us do what we do best, which is be gay clowns.
I can't wait. And also sign up for the Two Dykes and a Mic newsletter.
You have to. Please sign up. Enjoy it.
That being said, yes?
Do you want me to tell you that Nazara proposed to me?
No.
Okay.
Dude, of course I want you to tell me about it.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was too early.
And too early for what?
I don't know. I feel like I've been really into edging the Dianes lately.
All right, fine. Edge them, and let's talk about the fact that you're wearing old man pajama pants.
Okay.
So my grandpa used to wear these type of pants to bed.
Hey.
And it is almost like a suit pant. It's a very fancy silk, but it looks like you could honestly go into a boardroom with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you're saying, I'm really resonating with.
Well, I called you Dick Clark earlier.
That didn't resonate with.
You're giving Dick Clark
energy.
It's
Dyke Clark up here.
Yeah.
You know that.
Okay. So walk me through why you decided to wear elderly man pajama pants to my home today for filming.
Okay. So thank you for asking.
Yeah.
You and I sit for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy for me. I'm an athlete.
Right. Okay. And you like to go...
Puss first.
You go puss first. We recently had a clip.
No.
And you had
No.
Well, it's just that these are our Dianes. These are our listeners. These are our sharks.
We had a clip and you could see some clam.
It was clam chowder.
Oh my God.
Sorry, it was.
It was pussy forward. I'll say that.
I don't even think it was pussy. It was pussy exclusive.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe what I was seeing with my eyes.
It was when CNN goes breaking news. The whole channel turns to a different thing, right?
Right. We've been giving a lot of camel lately between the two of us. So I wanted to wear these pants, and I've thrifted the whole outfit head to toe. I'm trying to do...
It's like, Mr. Rogers meets Dick Clark.
And incredibly. Honestly, both fashion icons. Mm-hmm. You know the type of man... I'm realizing that everyone that I'm thinking of is problematic, but just style-wise, if we can put this on pause.
I know who you're going to say.
I want to kind of, in the winter months, I like to lean into...
A certain sweater.
A sweater, maybe... No, I'm thinking of a different problematic person. Like a sailor hat, a smoking robe, and then a silk pant.
A Popeyes.
Yeah. I'm going full Popeyes, but I want to be comfortable. I want to have a nice time. And I'm fully like wearing the smallest thing to bind my chest.
You look
so comfortable. I need the rest of it to be comfy and cozy.
And it looks good on camera. Hopefully you're not giving.
I hope so. God, it's tough out here.
Puss shot again.
I'm trying, you guys. It's not easy. Also, I did go on a run this morning as I do
every morning.
I think every time we record, I have at least run a 10K.
Same. Go ahead.
How far do you think you could run if you had to? If somebody was chasing me. Before, you would have to stop and be like...
Actually chasing, because then your adrenaline's
I'll give you the adrenaline.
3 miles.
Okay.
I think I got 3 miles in me before I would have to take a break.
Yeah.
But if no one's chasing me...
Yes.
Half mile.
Okay.
Half mile, and then I'm off. I'm actually puking.
I wanted to use this platform for something.
And?
Our platform.
Yeah, what?
When I'm running, I need drivers. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to know, when you're driving your Tesla or whatever the fuck, and you come to a stop sign.
Honk.
And you're taking a right turn.
Right.
And you look to the left, you're about to hit me with your car.
Here's the thing. Nobody's looking to the left.
They're looking to the left while they're turning to the right. They're never, and I'm on the right-hand side of you, almost getting hit by your passenger side of your car. Yeah. Every time. I'm talking multiple times.
Yeah, they're looking one way.
Yes.
Only.
They're only looking one way.
Yeah, that's a California driver.
Is it California only?
It's places that are not big cities where there's a lot of pedestrians. I would just, if I were you, you need to, you know how you learn defensive driving? You have to learn defensive running.
I am defensive running, but what I do is I smack their car with my hand. Do you think that that's appropriate? Or do you think I've taken it too far? Have I gone to Los Angeles?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I would bring, because do you have like a fanny pack with you?
So I have my like water vest.
Then maybe suck water and spit it out the windshield.
Ooh, okay.
I think do something.
Oh, I love that.
Less like I could actually hurt their car and do something more of, because what I was going to say, if you had a fanny pack, bring some gushers and throw some gushers at their car.
Okay.
You know?
I like the water technique.
Yeah. I would say, and if the window's open, even better. Maybe get it in there.
Yeah. I just feel like you understand, like things
don't
are
touch
of,
me.
Sorry. Things are pretty crazy when you go down Ventura.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
can I tell you what happened on Ventura this weekend?
Tell me.
Okay, so I'm walking down Ventura.
We love Venchi.
Good friend of mine. Okay. We're walking down. We're hanging out. We're popping into different stores.
Yep.
Okay. I'm walking down. I see somebody. She's at her car. She's feeding the meter, which is one of my favorite pastimes, as you know.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite outs to a party. Got to go feed the meter.
Every time I see a meter, I think of you leaving parties.
Yeah. That's my Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
This woman's feeding the meter. I look at her. She's tall. She's beautiful.
Okay.
Is Charlize Theron.
Stop.
It is her.
You see her with your eyes. This is some of the beauty of living in Los Angeles.
It's so nice. It literally, I'm telling a story. Mm-hmm. I'm also like physically telling a story. My story immediately stops. I turn to my friend. We make eye contact. We both know who it is.
Oh, right. Because it's like very obviously Charlize.
It's so obviously Charlize Theron. So we keep walking. I'm now fake talking to pretend that we didn't see her.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, it's almost like a chaotic non-story that's coming out. Words aren't fully forming. Mm-hmm. So we pop into a record store on Ventura. This record store has like a little alcove, so you can actually see the street. We see her walk into a place nearby. And I was like, you know what? Maybe let's wait and see if she comes out and we'll just say like, we're really big fans of you. So we decide to wait and watch for a second. And is this creepy?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking. Because it's actually only going to get worse.
Is it creepy?
Mm-hmm.
A little?
Okay.
But I want you to know that you have my full support and I would have done worse.
Yeah. I was going to say, even if you were like, I see that it's weird and I don't care.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Well, it's Charlize.
Yeah. Anyways, so
you're gonna have to report back for your job. You're actually on the clock right now.
Well, I texted you immediately.
Yes,
I said,
you did.
We just saw Charlize Theron. You were like, where, when, where is she doing? And I said, I'm gonna keep you posted.
Yeah.
So we're waiting. She doesn't come back out. And I was like, what's happening? So I thought she went into a caviar store because I said, that's pretty on brand for Charlize Theron.
Yeah, for like a celebrity in LA to be like getting some caviar.
Right. And she was dressed to impress. Okay. She was dressed nice. So we wait, we shop around, we end up buying some records, then we leave. We pop back. She's not in the caviar store. I say, where the fuck did she go? So then we pop into one of the restaurants. Charlize isn't there. There's only two other places on the block. Okay. That is a dog store that you can, like, train your dog.
Oh, yeah, like a Zoom.
She didn't have a dog with her. The only other store? A piano lesson store.
Stop it.
So it's a private business and inside are piano places. So you take lessons there.
Oh my God.
We were like, that's the only other place she could have gone.
Dude.
I check her meter. You better believe I go check the meter. I say, how much did she put on?
Right.
She put over 2 hours on that car. Charlize Theron is taking piano lessons in the Valley.
Oh my God. This is such tea.
It's huge. I said, I'm breaking. I mean, this is breaking news.
Come on.
Yeah, huge. It was a really big day for me as one, a journalist.
Yeah.
As a gay person.
Oh,
and as what
God.
Appears to be maybe a future stalker.
Yep. Wait, you're very good at staking out. I would have never thought to go check the meter. You freak, you diabolical dyke.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think women, it comes inherently. I wish, and I want to give Charlize Theron her privacy.
Kinda.
So in the notes, I will be leaving the address of this. I'm kidding. But I thought it was fun to just see what she was up to that day.
I feel like,
mm-hmm.
of all the celebrity sightings,
yeah.
Charlize is a good one. Like, Charlize does she look sighting. Like her in person?
She's so tall. She's very tall.
Taller than me.
Very thin. And her skin is incredible.
Wow.
Incredible. She's beautiful.
I feel like.
And not taller than you. No one is.
No one is. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What is middle-aged?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Middle age to me, I mean, with technology now,
50. 60.
Honestly,
I feel like 60 is middle age.
I think a lot of people are going to not think so.
Really?
But I bet, like, if you're...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we were little whippersnippers,
yeah.
watching Hey Arnold,
yeah.
middle age was 29.
Oh, middle age has always been like 40 and above for me.
Okay.
But now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, LOL, it's
60.
75.
75. Middle-aged yeah. is, with the way that the world is, I'm mm-hmm. talking Ozempi, I'm
right.
talking Phil,
there's a lot of health
sucky
stuff.
Tucky, I'm talking, you're walking down the street.
I'll tell you this, she looks better than me.
I'll say this.
She looks a lot younger than I do.
As somebody who's from the Midwest, mm-hmm. I didn't know that you could be mobile and be in your 50s.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around Los Angeles mm-hmm. looking at these grannies running faster than me down Vinci. And I'm
right.
thinking to myself, we're living in the future.
That's California, baby.
California rocks. Mm-hmm. This is a California stan podcast. This yeah. is a Charlize Theron stan podcast.
Right.
Charlize being an unknown age, but to some maybe middle.
I would say she is middle aged.
To some, in my opinion,
yeah.
and like, let me know where you stand on this. There is nothing that I can think of that is more lesbianic
mm-hmm.
than a middle-aged woman needing to start being good at piano.
I think it's so hot because it is finger forward.
It's all finger, Ken.
It's all finger, but I'm also like, what is she learning? Is it chopsticks?
It's gotta be chopsticks.
Is it My Heart Will Go On?
Imagine.
I mean, because that's a little bit hard. That's a harder one.
Okay, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Imagine you're walking down Menchie. Okay. You hear, you really? Okay.
Okay.
Your pussy is God. And you turn around and it's Charlize playing an acoustic version of Pussy is God by KP.
I mean, that's a dream that I actually think would be a reality pretty soon. If you and I just start making our rounds past this place.
Yeah. Eventually, you'll know. Well, now you know what time her lessons are. You clocked it. You dropped the pin.
Okay. I don't want this to sound like I'm the creepiest person on earth. I did not clock what time it was.
I have the timestamps based on when you text me. Fuck. And we can coordinate it. We can get Abby from NCIS on the case and we can find it out.
Here's the thing. When it comes to hot women, hot middle-aged actresses, I am Abby on NCIS.
And I know that.
I'm going to find out where you are, what you're up to.
And I'm Shamar Moore on NCIS.
You wish.
Kind of the heartthrob of the valley.
Kind of the hardcore bad boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
What do you think is a gay activity for a girl? So there's like an age of woman that I always fantasize about. They're much older and they get kind of like, in my fantasies of women, they get older and then they're like, I'm so sick of like having the same sex that I always have.
Right.
And then they start to like play piano. And then they're knocking on my door and I go, I don't know how to do anything.
Better teach me.
Yeah. Just be piano. It's really like, it kind of keeps going back to piano. But like, what it's is kind of like, wait, imagine Charlize is learning archery at this point. That's very gay.
I'm going to be honest. Any type of hobby in your 40s.
Yeah.
Is gay.
Gardening.
Gay.
Yeah.
Rock climbing. I mean, that actually at any point in your life.
That's at any age.
Horseback riding. I think any hobby, once you hit a certain point.
Feels very gay.
Feels queer.
You know what it is? It's because when people decide to do something for them, that feels very queer coded because queer culture is just for you and your heart.
Right. It's taking on what you want and doing what you want.
I just had a memory.
Please tell me it.
I can't believe, and I don't think I told anyone this. I told you because we're Snapchat friends, which I feel like I should just, if I could, I would just Snapchat the Dianes, our weeks.
Can we make this a thing?
Can we snap? Because like,
I wonder if we can get a Two Dykes on a Mic Snapchat going. Ugh,
it would be so nice.
Wait, we have a company phone.
Should we just put Snapchat on there for the Dianes?
Yeah.
Dude, because you know this happened a few weeks ago.
What?
I walk into Trader Joe's. I had just wrapped playing pickleball hard. I am disgusting. Yeah. Okay. I walk in and I'm not kidding you, Kenny. I see somebody. My chest is exploded with endorphins. Mm-hmm. And that caused me, which I didn't want it to start to cry.
You cried?
Yep.
In Trader Joe's from seeing this person?
Yes. And then, and this is what's so weird. I start to cry, chest explosion. I start to back up. And then I go, no. And then I start to follow, accidentally, a celebrity.
You have to
tell. It was Carmen from The L Word.
Yeah, that's
you remember because I Snapchatted you.
You did. And I was like, that's funny because Erica sees her all the time.
She must live in our valley.
She lives in the valley. So this is kind of what happens when you do see somebody who you look up to a lot.
Yeah, you accidentally start following them.
You accidentally start following, but you act insane. That's what happened with Charlize is I acted fucking insane.
Crazy.
And I didn't mean to.
Right.
I'm a pretty level-headed person off Charlize.
For sure. Off Charlize, we're fine. On Adele, I'm chugging water.
Yeah, the water for Adele was
The water crying for Carmen.
Yeah.
And then I started picking up and putting back the same bag of frozen cauliflower over and over and over
Rachel.
Again. It was cuckoo.
What is that when you see somebody
Carmen,
that you're like, yeah.
For Carmen, I knew what it was. That was very formative. Like seeing Carmen, who had stolen the heart of Shane.
Yeah.
When you are when you're like young
it's
and you're coming
you
out
with.
And you're also like, do you remember when everyone came out and they were like, I'm the Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember like all these toxic dykes that were like,
they
I'm
still
Shane?
Do.
They still do, don't they? If Shane is your icon, we got to look within.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking to almost everybody that listens. Sorry, we get some Ask a Dykes where I'm like, you guys.
Shit. Listen, you just have to know. Also, it's so weird because Carmen was for the dykes and then sex life came out and now straight people are like,
Got it.
And I'm like, no.
She rocks. She's an amazing actress.
Yeah.
It's so fun when you get to see her out here.
I know, but then you act buck. There is something about it.
It's seeing somebody that you recognize in the wild. Because I've seen a lot of people when we work, like when I worked events, I would see everybody.
Yeah.
And you know that they're coming. But
then
it's
you're
seeing,
fine.
Then I'm fine. Seeing somebody out of the blue running into a piano lesson.
It's when you're not prepared.
I'm not.
Because we're all off the clock.
Yeah.
I'm that you're like, Oh. Holy shit. Yeah, things get really wild.
Can we talk about...
Tell me.
Sophie Turner getting caught. Paparazzi, I should say. Kissing a woman.
And first of all, I don't like getting papped. Sorry.
It's pap smeared. She got pap smeared and hooking up with a woman at the same time.
Yeah. Wait.
What did you think I meant?
No. Wait, let's do Sophie.
Yeah.
And then...
Are you going to talk about your engagement?
I'll talk... Maybe. Honestly, maybe. Let me... Did you hear? I like open my phone. You know, I'm listening to the news only.
Yeah.
I open my phone. I see Sophie Turner. Mm-hmm. And I keep seeing today or a few weeks ago.
This does come out in a couple weeks.
I keep seeing like two men caught having sex on video in the
Senate.
Yes.
Did you see the picture?
Was there a picture?
They took a screen grab.
Who's they? The government?
Probably.
What? Who was it?
It was like a congressional staffer. So okay. It was somebody working
there
for a senator, I believe.
This is very Ray coded.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that. Do you think, is this good for the community or bad for the community?
This couldn't be worse for the community.
Right. Same. I knew that. It's bad. I needed your take.
It's really bad.
Is it bad?
It's not great.
Oh, it's bad?
Yeah, because this is, I mean, what you're doing is kind of like.
Bad.
Not sacrilegious, but it's a place of business
for our country government. Of course.
So going in there and doing a porn.
Were they filming it?
They were filming a porn and it was all anal.
Well, of course.
Okay. I hate it.
Okay, right.
I'm surprised that you didn't bring up the fact that there was a news article about Taylor Swift going to Sandra Bullock's lesbian nightclub.
Okay, but I saw that and I went...
No, I know. We've already talked about it.
How surprised that Taylor Swift is going to... Yeah, but all I do is say to myself, I got to stop talking about Taylor Swift because I feel like she's following me.
Then let's do this. We won't talk about it. Let's just make a look to the camera.
Okay. Of how shocked we were to hear that Taylor Swift was at a Sandy B lesbian nightclub. Okay, ready?
Yeah, make sure you...
Doy. Okay, Sophie.
Sophie Turner.
Is she the ex of Leather Pant?
No. Oh, I'm kidding.
Did you say Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. I meant it.
But it's Joe, right?
It's Joe.
Joe Jonas. Leather Pant. Tight pants. Mm-hmm. Pussy forward of the... I almost said Black Eyed Peas, but almost the opposite.
Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, so they broke up.
They're divorcing.
Divorcing. Yeah. And she's been openly bi for the whole time.
Yeah.
And now she's getting pap smeared, kissing a babe.
Yeah, she got paparazzi'd hardcore.
Okay.
Kissing a woman outside of, I don't know, they were out in, I believe, London.
Hello!
Is that from Meeting Adele?
It sure is.
So they got, they were photographed kissing. But to me,
yeah,
because when you look at it, Sophie Turner's eyes are closed. The eyes are closed
for sure.
But when I zoom in hard enough on the photo, it looks like the other woman's eyes might be open.
And this actually leads me into something that I'd like to ask you about.
Please.
Do you ever open up your eyes when you're kissing Erica?
I do not.
Okay.
I once dated somebody who did that to me.
A peeping Tom.
A peeping Tom. And it scared me beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I do not.
Okay.
Do you open your eyes? Because it is, I do believe that when you open your eyes, like you sneak a peek and the other person's eyes are already open.
That's horrific.
It's one of the scariest moments in your life.
Now that's so scary.
Yeah.
If you're kissing and you're both looking.
No.
No. That's how you see the devil. That's so scary.
That's so scary. I'm honestly like, make a movie on that, Blumhouse. Like that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Okay, imagine I work at the Senate, though, and it's Nazara and I, and we're just open-eyed kissing each other. Okay, all right. Anyways, I do sometimes. I sneak a peek because I'm actually too in love with her.
Yeah.
I want to see so close. I want to see everything. I want to do everything. I want to be like, I want to wear you. I want you to like be in me. I want to like smush so close that we become one being. Like, you know how cells kind of like bloop? I want to do that. Opposite.
Yeah. You want to merge.
I want to, it's an issue. I don't. So think sometimes it's an issue. Sometimes I will look, but then I'll go back to kissing. I'll be like, "What are you doing? Kiss this woman."
So I'll do that in the mornings when I wake up before her, mm-hmm. and I'll turn over and I'll stare at her and go, "God, she's so pretty."
Yeah.
And then I'll fake be asleep again.
Nice. And then you go back down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I wake up and I won't look at her. I have to leave.
Really?
I'm out of there. I go on a run. I have to go and be like, don't look at how beautiful she is.
That's really
But then
sweet.
When I get back from the run, I go, oh my God.
You're beautiful, baby.
Baby. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of us. So Sophie's kissing a woman.
Yeah. I'm pumped about it. I mean, she, ever since I watched Game of Thrones, I said that is a queer woman.
Yeah.
You look at the height on her.
Come on.
Look at the complexion.
All right. Haven't seen a straight woman.
I don't.
I've never seen a straight woman.
Period.
Never once. Every straight woman that I knew mm-hmm. is now like, guess what?
I'm taking piano lessons.
Really good. I'm very good. Good job at work today.
Thank you.
You might get a raise with that activity. I'll ask our CEO.
It's me.
It's us. Our phones ring at the same time. The company phone. Wait.
Do we have anything
something
else?
To tell you?
Yeah. And we have an Askedite that I just listened to that is very...
We have an Askedite that we would really like to get into.
Yeah.
But I also, I do have to tell you that Nazara proposed to me, but that will be later.
You're still, you're going to edge it all the way to the
Whatever.
End.
Whatever. This is me. If I can't be me at our own show...
This is me.
I am brave. I am bruised. I am who I'm meant to be. I'm edging an engagement story till I feel comfortable.
Fine. The ring is beautiful.
I was on the east side.
Okay.
Where our community lives.
Yeah.
It's Dyke City, USA. /gay/Dyke.
If I'm being honest, the reason why I will never move to the east side is that I don't want that much competition. Like, I want the neighborhood to be like, there's one lesbian and it's Mackenzie.
We love the valley. We rule the gays of the valley. The dykes on the east side are... so hot and cool.
It's a lesbtopia over there.
It is fully Dyke City. Yeah. Like, it's wall-to-wall queer.
It's, I mean, it's
I felt like I was, like, almost called back home.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I mean, there is kind of, like, a conch shell. When you drive past Silver Lake Boulevard, it does feel like...
Yeah.
But it is in the tone of Fast Car.
Yeah, I almost felt like I saw like a mirage of like a robed
Sappho.
Yeah, being like, come hither. Like, you remember when Hercules mm-hmm. kind of becomes a god again and then his dad's like, come here, boy.
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I was in Silver Lake.
Yeah, like Mufasa comes through the clouds.
Yes.
And is
Mufasa.
Like,
Mufasa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't go back. Don't go back to the valley.
You're here.
You're here.
Everything the light touches is gay.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. It was cool. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm in this cool space.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a coffee.
Okay.
I'm going to get myself a fancy little coffee.
You went to, where are you at?
At cafe. I don't even know it.
Okay.
Somebody with a K, there's a U, and I think there's a Z in there. Rania found it. Obviously my angel.
Yeah.
I get a coffee. I say, give me whatever you guys are known for.
Okay.
I'm trying to like impress her. I'm like, give me whatever. As if I'm not going to like track it on Weight Watchers, which I will be canceled for.
What, Weight Watchers?
Yeah. It's getting wild out there. I don't even want to get into it. I honestly don't have the emotional bandwidth to get into.
Are you talking about Oprah being on Ozempic?
Yes. I am.
Do you want to know my
thoughts
on it?
Yes, of course I do.
I think it's fucking bullshit.
Really?
I think it's bullshit that she took Ozempic, then dropped all this weight, but is a founder of Weight Watchers, so didn't
and
tell...
And co-owner. She owns like 9% of it.
Yeah, sorry. I meant she's not a founder. She is a co-owner of Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
So it's in her best interest to keep people on Weight Watchers not using Ozempic.
Dude, I don't even know if I can get into it.
What? Get into
like
how you feel
how
about
I
it?
Actually feel about it.
Because I think it's irresponsible.
There, I've been also deep diving into podcasts that are like people like fat people, mm-hmm. former fat people and scientists discussing these weight loss, like Monjovi and Ozempic and all this shit. And in relation to Weight Watchers and cognitive behavior and mm-hmm. biological stuff with like having to do with like when your genetics put weight on type 2 diabetes, I'm going in on it.
Right.
And it is like a lot. And personal thoughts aside, the whole thing feels really scary.
It feels scary. My thing is it's you're lying to people that look up to you. Like, it would be like me getting an insane amount of plastic surgery and then being like, I've had nothing done.
Yeah.
You can, like, this is natural.
I mean, she's and coming, I'm, the whole, it's a lot.
But then being like, what I'm saying is like, then selling that to people. I guess me doing it is a bad analogy well, because I'm not like a beauty influencer.
This is what's fucking crazy. Huh. On the app, on Weight Watchers, there's just like a button that's on the bottom. You can like track your food. Kay. You can find recipes. You can find community. The last button, this is an update that updated on everyone's app. The last one is like, do you qualify for
Ozempic?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
I'm so serious. I'm so serious. And I...
Wait, but Ozempic isn't supposed to be used this
dude,
way.
Dude, I know that.
Like, it's for... And I want to say... My dad was like, I can't get Ozempic anymore. He has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, the stuff that I use to keep my stuff in check, dude, I can't get
thing,
anymore.
The whole thing is like...
You shouldn't be doing
great. Is this a public episode?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. The whole thing's crazy. The whole thing
yeah.
is crazy.
I know people out here. I mean, I know a lot of people out here that are on it.
Really?
For weight. But I also know that a big thing that's happening right now that I also think is bad is that they're doing the off-market versions because they can't get a hold of Ozempic. So I know people that are also fucking young
mm-hmm.
that are getting these off-market versions of Ozempic to drop weight like that.
I know, but it's not. That's not how that drug works. And also, it got approved for weight loss now. And there is like a fine line between what type 2 diabetes is and what obesity is.
Yeah.
So like, I understand. There's a lot of things going on, and it helps a lot of people.
No, I know. I'm sure a lot. I'm sure a lot of our listeners use it.
Yeah, I just think that there is a lot to be said, and there's people that are a lot smarter than me that have yeah. a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And I'm also somebody who is like. Super athletic and mm-hmm. use my body for sport and for fucking.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not the person to know, but I do know that like my whole family is genetically predisposed.
No notes. I loved it. I actually loved it.
Did you love it?
I loved it more than you know.
Thank you. There's a whole, anyway, I have a whole, cause I've been doing all weekend is being like, what the fuck am I going to do
yeah.
with like this amount of information that I have?
Right.
And also like my experience, my family, and also like where I land morality wise on like something that is so like you living in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, people are talking about this mm-hmm. all the time.
They talk about it all the time. But I guess the only thing I heard that really upset me was that she came out and was like, that's the easy way out. Right? Oprah was on a podcast or a show.
Is that what she said?
And was like, that's the easy, lazy way out. And I'm not quoting her, but
that's the vibe?
That was the vibe of what she said. Then she came out and said, actually, right after that, I decided to use it. So now she's been on it. She dropped a bunch of weight. And now she like came out to tell people
right.
that I do in fact use it.
I mean, I've been listening to a podcast that at the end, the takeaway mm-hmm. is like very pro.
Ozempic.
Oh, these types of drugs that can really help mm-hmm. people. But I also try to be really wary of like when I listen to something that I'm trying to inform myself about
mm-hmm.
and my takeaway is fully like supporting, for example, Big Pharma.
Right.
I like to be really skeptical about like at the end of the day, who am I rooting for?
Yeah.
If it's not the individual and it is a company or a business or like a conglomerate or something that is like truly a gigantic, like capitalistic money-making entity,
yeah.
then I try to say to myself, huh, is that how I feel?
I mean, it definitely feels weird that Weight Watchers and Ozempic have
kind of merged.
Yeah.
I don't love to see that. You have to be really
weary.
Really weary. But I'm trying to like, I don't know. And I don't know if I'm the person to give an opinion on it.
Well, no. And we just gave our opinions on it. But I have to say, obviously, listeners, Diane's sharks.
Yeah. Do what's best for your body.
Well, yeah. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for your body. But we are also two dumb dykes. Don't listen to us. My initial reaction when I saw what Oprah did, I was like, ooh,
it's
I don't
crazy,
love that.
But I'll say this. I am more than a comedian. I am an athlete.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are.
I think first and foremost, I'm an athlete.
Well, you do. You are a trained, certified personal trainer.
The certification did expire quite a while ago.
Stop.
Okay. I'm at this cafe. Okay. I am. Wow. We really went somewhere.
We went to Ozempic, which I didn't. We have a lot to get to.
I'm at this cafe.
Yeah.
And I order what I think is like the coolest drink they have.
What is it?
It is like. They're like, oh my God, it's like an Americano. except for on top, instead of sweet cream, it's like a healthier version of sweet cream. I said, okay, put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I take a sip of
Can
it.
Can I be Kenny. Honest? It sounds bad.
Kenny, I took a sip of it. It tasted exactly like cheese.
Cheese?
Because guess what's in there?
Cheese?
Cheese.
No.
Yes.
Mackenzie? No.
Yes. No. I thought they were saying marzipan.
What were they saying?
Some other.
Gorgonzola. I thought they said marzipan.
They said cheese whip. They said cheese whip. Dude. Cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
They said cheese whiz.
You're kidding me.
I am
they
not.
They put cheese on your coffee?
Yes, as a way, as like a, maybe like possibly a heavy cream replacement. And I was like, I'm hearing marzipan. It was not. It tastes exactly like cheese.
I'm going to be honest. I would have flipped out.
And that's why I'm like, I'm not leaving the valley again. It was beautiful. You're seeing God. You're hearing King Princess. And then you have cheese coffee. And you're like, I'm going back to where I know what's good. The valley where we belong.
The valley is the best. I'm going to be honest. The valley is underrated.
The valley rocks. When don't tell everyone. I want it to be ours.
Actually, yeah. Don't move here.
Don't move here. Sucks. It sucks. It's cheese coffee.
It's cheese coffee.
Wait. I had a question.
Yeah.
When you are eating with your wife.
Yes.
Or drinking something. You're mm-hmm. out in public consuming and you're like, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. Who tells the person?
Always me.
Wow.
But I give off the energy of somebody who will call the police.
I know. It's so scary.
I know. And I hate that about me.
Hey, to know oneself is to know oneself.
So it's like, that's, I'm always going to be the one that's like, hi.
Yeah. Hi.
We have a problem here. You know, and I don't want to be that person, yeah, but okay. I unfortunately am.
Well, it's a superpower and you can use it for good.
You know what? It's not. Because it is giving Karen. It's giving like, where's your manager? Although I don't ever bring it to there.
Right.
But
you could.
But I
you're powerful.
It's not a power.
If you want to do this, ask a dyke.
Yeah, let's right. do it. Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta know. Why? Did you ask Nazara to take the coffee bag?
I sure did. Well, I was like, I'm just gonna drink it. I'm from the Midwest. No. I'm just going to drink it.
And she's like, this was expensive. $7.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just gonna drink it. No. And she's like, you're not gonna drink that cheese. And I'm like, actually, brand wise,
I am drinking this cheese.
Kind of feels like I should.
Yeah.
She goes, no. And then she went up there and she handled it and it was so hot. And I remember thinking to myself, like, you're gonna fucking get it later.
That's awesome.
And I said that to her and she said, don't fall in love with me.
She's like, I am taken.
Yeah.
You're a mistress.
Mm-hmm.
At best.
I'm a mistress.
Love. Okay, so we have an
ask a dyke in that one. Yeah.
We have an ask a dyke. This was called in on the dyke hotline.
And if you have an ask a dyke that you would like to hear on the podcast, feel free to leave us a voicemail or you can also email us. You can see it on the screen or in the description. That was great.
Hi, dyke. We love you. My wife and I are wondering if you could help us with something. We have a very cute little dyke friend, and we're wondering how we can nicely tell her that she has a mustache she needs to take care of. Thanks.
Oh.
So we have a dyke friend.
We have a mustache on the loose. What? The question is, how do we tell our friend that she mm-hmm. has a mustache?
Can I? So what is your stance on mustaches?
I'm pro-stash. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's pretty obvious with where I stand.
Yeah.
You know, I'm growing out my leg hair again.
I saw earlier and I said, at first I was like, don't show me. I was like, I don't want to see your leg hair. You lifted up your leg onto my countertop and I said, what leg hair?
Hey.
It looked like it was clean shaven.
Okay.
It looked like a Venus.
Oh my God. Oh
for
my
shaving
God.
Cream. It was crystal. I mean, it was like smooth. Baby's bottom.
I actually anatomically, yeah. I know people are like, oh my God, Barbies, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
If you see my lower half,
mm-hmm.
it that's is. Barbie yeah. to a T.
Yeah.
My arch, my calves.
That's true.
That's all. And also the puss.
Are people saying Barbie's fucked up because of that?
Well, not because of that. Because of like dimensions and like women, like image, you know, mm-hmm. you know, image.
I know it.
Hey,
I know it.
You know, image.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have leg hair. Nobody can see it. What is your stance on mustaches?
I'm actually pretty much pro all body hair.
Mm-hmm.
I go through phases where I'll be like, I'm growing out the armpit hair and I try so hard to be a dyke that has like...
Are you? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Are you pro butt hair?
I'm pro butt hair.
Wow.
Well, I've never like seen butt hair. I've never really experienced butt hair.
You sent me a video where I saw butt hair for the first time.
On that ad that we talked about last episode?
That was fucked.
Yeah, but they didn't show it. They showed a peach.
That to me was the first butthole I've ever seen.
I might out myself here as kind of, I don't know, like inexperienced or maybe just somebody who I'm in the moment. And even if I'm in a position where I would see butt hair,
yeah.
I'm either having so much fun, almost dying of suffocation because I like to be smushed sexually. But I've never turned somebody around and said, look at all that BHH.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. We know you don't have to mouth it.
I'm pro body hair.
Yeah.
And I do have friends that have mustaches. Mm-hmm. I have cis women friends.
Right. I'm wondering if this is a choice stash.
That's what I'm saying.
Or a non-choice. Because I know a ton of people that have stashes, but for choice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go you. I love it.
Yeah.
Do whatever makes you feel confident and sexy.
Yeah.
I don't care about mustaches.
I know. I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm into all of it. What do you think for?
Well, I'm anti-body hair.
Antibody hair,
but
yes.
that's my personal preference.
Yes,
I like to be like
freedom of speech,
like a dolphin.
Yes,
I want no body hair on me mm-hmm. at all times. That's just me.
And I'll go through a dolphin phase.
Yeah, I'm just still in my dolphin phase.
Yeah,
and I love it. But that being said, I'm actually pro face hair. Like you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
but I also am married to an Italian woman.
Oh yeah.
So hey. She's gonna have a mustache every Saturday.
100%.
Okay, and then Sunday's the pluck day. All right. So like, hey.
Is she plucking her stash?
She'll pluck. She goes, I'm gonna go groom. And that grooming takes hours.
Yeah.
So like, I am, do whatever feels right for you. Mm-hmm. Some women are gonna be Italian.
And some women like to treat themselves to a nice hot shave.
Right, so I'm like,
you get fully lathered.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, bodies are wild.
Bodies are disgusting.
I'm also like, if somebody else's hair is affecting you, although I will say this question was hysterical and we enjoyed it. We loved it. We love you.
No,
if somebody
so
else's body hair is bothering you,
yeah.
like, cause this happens all the time. Like my mom, like there's a generational gap of like people that are older than us has such rigid rules on who can have body hair and where.
Oh, absolutely.
That they're like, to them, it is like religious law.
Yeah.
They're like, and they won't even like, the amount of time that I have watched my mom throughout my life pluck an eyebrow. I'm like, most of my childhood is watching my mom pluck her eyebrows.
Yeah, it's a lot of grooming.
A lot of grooming. Right. But I feel like that is generational.
The and generation there's something now, that I'm like, they're happier with it. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, if this is a young dyke and they are into the body hair, let them
let them lie.
But if they're more like me and they're usually pretty groomed everywhere else.
Yeah.
Let them know.
I mean, I would be careful.
Why?
I don't think I would want
a friend saying, hey, what's up with that stash?
I don't know, but I could see you doing that to me, but that's your brand and I would be fine with it. If you, because
I don't want my brand to be, I'm a huge asshole.
That's not your brand.
It's just, I'm honest.
You are honest and you're fair. You're firm, but you're fair. Like a judge.
I'm too honest sometimes and I'm sorry.
But
I
know that. And I think it's good. It works for you. Don't be sad. You are my best friend and you're somebody that I trust with everything. Okay. If anything was going in my life and I know, and you are also the opposite of gatekeeper and you're kind, but you are the honest.
Okay.
But that is good.
I'll take that.
It's good because I'm a bullshitter.
Yeah.
And my enemies think I love them.
That is
and
true.
That is something that I am also working on in 2024.
And my enemies know I hate them.
Exactly. And my enemies are in my DMs being like, let's get another coffee this week.
That
okay?
is true.
And not, yes.
And you're like, I'll see you there.
And then I close my phone and I go, why the fuck did I do that? My enemies are literally like, I can't wait to get coffee with Ray again.
I know.
I'm trying, but listen, it's a long journey. I learned my first boundary recently, so it's going to take me a while to tell my enemies how I feel about them.
That is true.
Okay.
You don't need to tell them. Oh. You just need to back away.
And be like, shave your mustache.
And talk shit with me.
I'm trying my best. But okay, wait, if you're listening to this and you have body hair and you're like, I need it away.
Yeah.
Do you have advice for them? Because
it depends because there's so many different. You and I are hair. We have blonde hair.
We have blonde hair. Don't care.
I want you to know. You're looking at me right now.
Well, I actually
these eyebrows are fake.
Yes.
Okay. These are a wig.
These
eyebrows are a wig.
Are wigs.
They're literally
wigs. It's a merkin for the eye.
It's not a merkin. That's for your puss.
I know.
These are wigs, dude. First off, I have a wig cap under both of them.
I'm beside myself at your bald eyebrows having wig caps with wigs on them.
You sound ridiculous right now. You literally sound ridiculous.
Don't do this. Okay, wait. Because there is something that I learned when I got my hair cut short.
Yeah.
And my hairdresser, Olivia, who I love, she... Because we have light skin and light hair, we can do whatever we want, like hair wise.
Yeah, we're
like
mole rats.
We're mole rats, and there's also very low stakes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you talk to girls like who have dark hair,
right,
and they'll look you in your eyes and they'll be like, you gotta be careful out there, man.
Right.
And we don't really have to be careful at all. We can do anything we want. Yeah. We can like try all the things.
Because then you can put something else on.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yes.
There's very low stakes to our body hair. Mm-hmm. And I would say this is something that I didn't think would happen to me.
What?
I have nose hoops, two of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's the face shaver that is like you turn it on and it's like a AAA battery and you're like buzzing.
Yeah, that's what I use for my mustache.
Yes.
And my in-between eyebrow hairs.
Because I've been using typically... I'll use like a razor's edge.
Okay, so that's what Erica uses.
I love that.
She has those little razors and does her face and then plucks.
I'll do razor on the eyebrow. And every time I do it, I go, should I give myself a slit? Every time.
Don't you dare.
Every time I go, should I do it today?
Okay, so the thing is though, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, we have those trimmers, those little zzz, right? Yeah. I accidentally shaved off both of my eyebrows during COVID. I'm not kidding. I know you're laughing and you think this is funny. I thought your eyebrows, this is so embarrassing.
What did you think? Why would you?
Because Erica still talks about it. She puts Latisse on my eyebrows to make them grow out.
Are you hearing this, Diane?
Listen.
Her wife puts Latisse on her eyebrows. And that's like, that's partnership. That's love.
Because this is what happened.
Oh my God.
Her eyebrows, you've seen my wife's eyebrows.
Yeah.
They're done, right? Mm-hmm. She grooms. She knows how to groom.
I feel like Italians know how to groom.
They know how to fucking groom. And her eyebrows, there's something to them where like, they're flat, but they're also like really like nice, right?
There's a good arch.
There's a great arch, but like they almost look like gelled. Like they just look good.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do I get that? So I took that razor thing and I had like long eyebrows. So I tried to like shave a little bit of and now they're just like pointy and spiky.
Your spiky little eyebrows.
Yeah. So that's why I have to wear wigs.
And use Latisse.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is actually brought to you by
Ozempic and Latisse.
That being said, I love your eyebrows.
Thanks.
I've been, and this is something that like, and truly and deeply and honestly, I did not think I would share this anywhere.
What?
Specifically not today, on the day that I'm trying to say that I got engaged. But I'll say this. Mm-hmm. I was looking at my nose rings, my hoops, which always get moved when you're having sex, and that's queer culture.
Did you have the biggest nostril hairs?
I was looking in there and I was like, oh, nobody told me that I have the world's hairiest inside of the nose.
Wow.
I was like, nobody's telling me because they're blonde. So people are like, you're fine. So I don't know what you call that.
Yeah.
It's not
a bikini shaver.
Is that what that is?
It's actually for the bikini area. At least the branding on
the
mine.
The bikini area meaning the leg or do you mean puss?
It could be anywhere.
Are we talking market area or are we talking like leg?
I think
where you hit when you're trying to scissor, but you're like, you're not there, babe.
I think it's that. I think it's like, because the head is adjustable.
Imagine this, if you will.
Yeah.
You see me in a bikini. On the outside of the bikini, where you hit where your leg becomes your core.
Yeah.
Like leading up to,
it's
the
right
leg.
Here.
Okay, yeah. Imagine that I'm part just gonna is point. Fully, 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 fully bushy, red, hairy.
I mean.
And then you take off my panty and the rest is fully bald.
How funny. But I think that happens to more people than you'd know.
Okay. And that is like, for me, that's the type of fun that I want to have with my body.
Is shave everything but the bikini area.
Yes. Okay. I don't get hair there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
You know I don't. But okay. For a bit.
We're talking too much about pubes.
I'm sorry.
And I don't like that.
Sorry.
So continue.
And I do.
Okay. So you have.
Oh, my nose. It doesn't fit is the end of it. It doesn't fit in my nose.
Oh, you got to get a nose trimmer.
I don't, where, what?
Yeah, get a nose trimmer.
Is that another thing I need to get?
I mean, that's, my dad always had one. They're like.
My dad had one too.
Yeah, and they go.
But I tried to put
the thing in your nose.
In my nose. And I'm pushing nose rings. And like we both have very small nostrils. Yeah. Like couldn't fit a fly in there unless you're kissing somebody on a second date.
Stop.
But like I remember just like, and Nazara does zero maintenance. Mm-hmm. She has the world's best eyebrows, but she only goes to a specific place to get threaded by Indian women, of course.
I know, Erica.
She understands. But like any other maintenance, she doesn't really do it. She maintains in other ways, but she's not like, so then I feel like, am I a troll, a hairless troll that's pretending to shove a gigantic motorized vehicle
up your nose?
Up my nose. Honestly, it is so hard.
Okay, wait. Tell us everything about you got engaged back, which I want to say,
queer culture 101.
Last time we saw each other, Nazara hadn't proposed back to you.
We were at a party together.
We were at a party, and kind of everyone at that party was asking, hey, Nazara, when are you going to ask Rachel back? Mm-hmm. And Nazara was playing coy.
She was playing mad coy.
Mad coy, where I was like, okay, she's going to do it soon.
Right.
Walk us through everything.
Here's the thing. You get engaged too, because we got our rings designed together.
Yeah.
And they're made for my grandparents' ring. This middle rock is my grandma's ring. I know she has, I have her ring. She has mine. So I'm like,
do it.
Hi.
Do it already.
And all those days leading up, I'm like kind of in my, I'm like a control freak. I also, I like to grab life by the horns.
You kept showing up to my house and you'd walk in and go,
empty.
Still no ring. Still no ring.
The amount of shows that I did where I would go on stage and be like, I'm waiting to be proposed to, and I've never felt more like a straight woman in my life. I'm feeling very connected to my heterosexual sisters in Christ that have been waiting for a ring.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is wild.
Because you knew it was coming, but you were like, when the fuck?
And then I'm spending every single day grooming.
Right.
And, you know, taking Ozempic.
Yeah. Don't.
I'm spending every day planning cute outfits.
Right.
Also, leaving my schedule open.
Just in case.
Do you want to, I don't know, take me out to eat? Like, going to Nobu?
Are we going to a nice restaurant?
We went to Nobu. No proposal. I'm like,
to be honest, good.
Was it too much at Nobu?
You don't want to get proposed to at Nobu. Sorry if you've been proposed to at Nobu.
Sorry, yeah.
But like, that's,
I was into it. But that's the thing. I just wanted to be asked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I already, imagine I say no to her. LOL. That's so funny.
You couldn't.
But I was just like, I'm very impatient and I love to like, I don't like to, if I want, there's, okay.
So you don't like to wait on anybody.
I don't
want to
wait on you. I'm the master of my own destiny.
Yes.
And a control freak.
Control freak.
Control freak. We go to go check out a venue in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, we're here. This is where Nazara and I had our first date.
You didn't see that as like a...
I didn't, because we were checking out venues. And I was like, she kept being like, let's go on a hike. And I was like, oh, she'll ask me on a mountain because we love to be outside together. Yeah. Then she canceled the hike. And I was like, she's never going to ask me to marry her back. I'm like, I'm never going to get my ring. And then we ended up going to the place where we had our first date.
Were you pouting?
I wasn't.
Are you a pouter?
I'm not a pouter. Because I don't like to get in situations where I would be... Because then also you don't want to spend... If somebody is planning something and then you're like waiting, like even on your birthday, like it's not the right energy.
Yeah.
And I am also still like very much in a love glow of being engaged. That like every moment we're together, we're literally like
the happiest.
Do you
you've
remember
ever been
when we were like snorkeling? Yeah. Like we're just fucking like we're just like all over each other. It's disgusting. I'm looking at her in the eyes while we're kissing. You know how it is.
Yeah.
On the Senate floor. Okay.
Dude.
So we're at, we're in Santa Barbara. We check out a venue. We're talking about like our wedding. Mm-hmm. It's kind of very surreal. And we end up going, checked out the venue, and then I'm like mad hungry. I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we don't have reservations till 3:30. And I'm like, I'm screaming at her. I'm like in the streets. Like, I'm not waiting until 3:30 to eat. I'm hungry. She's like, okay.
Oh God.
Okay. So I'm eating, I'm talking tacos, and we got banh mi, and I had pho. Then I was like, there's a bakery that I like. I got a slice of cake.
Rachel.
Cheat day. I'm having princess cake.
Yeah.
I'm having an espresso with it. I had like a Linzer cookie.
To be fair, Santa Barbara fucking rocks.
There is a bakery in Santa Barbara
I love it
that
there.
Literally takes me for a ride.
Yeah.
Culinarily.
That is my dream place to live is Santa Barbara.
We have to get there.
I want a farm. You know that I love Oprah and I love Ozempic, and if that's what it takes to get,
I don't give a fuck.
I don't. I'll sell my soul.
I don't care. Delete everything I've ever said. I'll start fresh. I'm straight. I don't care.
Whatever.
As long as I can live in Santa Barbara. If I can live in Santa Barbara, fine.
Fine.
There's a bakery. Okay, we're having the Literally, and I'm like, forget it. I like at this point was like, oh, we're here to plan it. And yeah. I'm thinking about the wedding. I wasn't thinking about the engagement. And I'm chugging food. This is important. Right. Chugging food, eating a cake. I'm literally looking at her saying, like, I'm so happy in this moment right now.
Yeah.
Like
nothing
eating
could ever top it.
Right. We leave the bakery. She's okay. Like, our reservations. I'm kind of like, let's cancel those reservations. I just ate so everything that I could possibly eat.
Rachel.
She goes, oh my God, I left my purse. And I'm like, of course you did. She always does.
She leaves stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm. Leaves her purse.
Oh God.
And I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll go. She's panicked.
Really?
She's like, uh-oh. And yeah. I'm like, okay, like, I'll call them. We'll get it. She's like, go, we got to get the car. We go get the car. We grab her purse. I was like, okay, we got it. Like,
you
the
good?
Purse is secured. She's like, yeah. Oh, thank God. I'm like, okay, we go to the reservations. We're at the place we had our
and
first
date.
And
you're not thinking about anything now.
No.
Nothing is awry in your head.
No, I'm like, one time she left her purse, we had to drive an hour in the opposite direction,
stop.
Which adds 2 hours to your journey.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Nazara.
I know. God bless her. She's hot though.
She is hot.
She's really hot. So we get to the place and I'm like, there is tension here.
Really?
There's tension in the restaurant. There's tension with the staff.
Why?
I don't know.
You're like, something's amiss.
Something's weird. And I'm full. And okay. She's like, let's get oysters and cake. And I'm like, I just ate a cake. She's like, okay. And everyone's lingering. Fucking cranberries. I'm like, did you have to? Did you have to let it linger? And I'm like, should we just leave? And she's like, let's stay. And I'm like, let's just go. I'm like, we all ate. Like, let's just go. And she's lingering. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah.
We ate oysters. She spat it out. The oyster was so bad. And she was being weird.
The oyster was bad.
And I was like, something's happening in here. And I'm like, what is it, babe? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, we can go. And she's like, let's just sit for a minute. I'm like, okay. We're sitting. I'm full. She didn't like her oyster. The next thing I know, she gets a cake in here. From the key, a key lime to remind us of the Keys trip where I proposed
fucking
to her.
Key lime slaps so hard.
Key lime. I know. And she's like, do you remember when we were in the Keys? And we had oysters. She's like trying to recreate our engagement trip.
Cute.
And then she gets down on one knee and asks me to marry her.
That's the cutest thing of all time.
And then I said, oh my God, did I ruin it? And she's like, no. I go, okay. We run from upstairs. Mm-hmm. To the place we had our first kiss and she proposes again.
Wow. So she proposed twice.
Yeah.
Now, why was the wait staff so weird?
She called ahead and told him she was doing it.
Okay. So they were just
everyone
like,
knew.
It's happening.
Everyone knew in there.
That's where I would say in the future.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Everyone knew.
Because no one can keep a secret.
She wanted to reserve the table where we had our first date.
And?
So that's why she had to call. So we were at the place where we had our first date.
And you didn't think anything of this?
No, I was like,
Rachel,
I know.
You were like, I'm so full.
Yeah. Oh. So full, man. And she's like, let's get a cake. And I'm like, we had cake. I should have known.
Yeah, all of this is like pretty
but
dead
I,
giveaways.
It was very like, you know, you never know how it's going to be. But
it's
I was
cute.
Shocked. And it was everyone in the restaurant. I cried. She cried. Everyone's crying. Everyone in the restaurant clapped. Aww. And I remember thinking, this is the place where when I tried to kiss Nazara, she like swerved me.
Yeah.
And now she comes back like somebody who is so brave and like grown. Like we've grown so much since mm-hmm. then that I'm like, she is somebody who would now get on her knee in front of an entire restaurant and profess her love for me at the same spot that like she was like,
so
I'm like, she's grown. And I was like weeping and it was the fucking best. And now I got this sick ass ring.
The ring rocks. I have a question because it was a 3 p.m. reservation, you said?
3:30. Yeah.
Was anybody in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I guess everyone was like.
It's an odd time
to
eat.
It was Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. But I'm so glad. And we designed the rings and I'm fucking
the rings are beautiful. Put it up to one of the cameras. Show them.
Maybe I'll send a picture to Leah.
Okay. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, we love it. We are.
We're laughing. We're loving. We're living. We're learning. We're Charlize Theroning.
We are absolutely taking piano lessons,
yeah.
If you know what I mean. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. If you want some more of our content, feel free to become a Diane or a Shark or whatever.
Which is on, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts, and Patreon.
Yeah.
We're on all of them.
We're on, and happy new year. Things are getting already wild in 2024. It is the year of the dyke. I've said it before, but I really do mean it this time.
2024 is a huge year.
Huge.
You put those together, you add those numbers up,
yeah.
Right? That's 8.
Hi.
And that, you turn that on the side, those are boobs.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you're laughing.
No,
that's
it's
literally
true.
Math. That's it's literally science,
math.
Dude.
It's science. Yeah. Wow. This has been such a wild ride. Well, you know what we covered in this episode?
Yeah.
We covered a lot of ground.
Well, I stalked Charlize Theron.
You stalked Charlize. I saw Carmen from The L Word.
That was huge.
We kind of went off about body hair and Ozempic.
Also, Sophie Turner kissed a woman.
Yes, the sex on the Senate floor, which we don't condone.
No, I do not condone anal on the Senate floor.
And I don't not, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, you need to work on that.
I'm working on it. I got proposed to.
It was a huge, key lime huge episode.
Pie. Yeah. And there was cheese in my latte. Great.
Great.
Wow.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. Go to Summit Gay today.
Bye-bye.
Ow. We are the greatest dykes in the world! Mackenzie Goodwin! Rachel Scanlon! Worldwide Dykes for Life!